K1, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. An opportunity to discuss city government with our Mayor Tom Gorman. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Doing well. A Tuesday evening city council meeting because of a Monday holiday. I believe right off the top of my head there are three of those occurrences during the year. And yesterday the first one, you'll do another one in February, and then frequently around 4th of July weekend or maybe Columbus Day, you'll get another one in there. So
I rely on people that are good with dates to keep us in line there. It's not me.
Well, for you and me, it's nice because Elaine publishes a calendar at the beginning of the year that says, okay, barring being out of town or whatever, that you're on the radio on this date, and actually I think you're sitting in for Mr. Gorman this morning, or for Mr. Copeland this morning, but either way, nice to have you here this morning. In one sense, a relatively quick council meeting, but some fairly important items on it. You started out actually with the Bartlesville Education Authority meeting, ratifying some information that for the school board to get through it Monday night, because I was there, took about a half hour or so for all the explanations of the thuses, whys, and wherefores. But for you guys, it was kind of, okay, this is why we need to move these funds around, so let's do it.
Correct. Yeah, they had a contractor that they needed to cancel the original contract for flooring at Central Middle School and bring in a different contractor. So
yeah, just a little bit of background on that, because I didn't cover it much yesterday when we were talking to schools. When you put out a contract for flooring work at a approximately 100-year-old building, you know you're going to have some problems, but you don't know how many problems you're going to run into. And the original contract, which was the only bid, basically just well underneath what it would even cost to do half the work. So they had to rebid it.
They had a bust.
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, the net amount to the BEA last night was around $15,600. That is pass through funding for the schools. On the council meeting itself last night, the most important story that probably came out of that council meeting, and your voice has been on frequently already this morning talking about it, the discussion on the proposed changes to the ward boundaries in town. And I don't know how many people, but I know election board and Mr. Copeland and several city staff members working on various proposals before the one that actually came to the council last night.
Correct. The proposal that was put forward was the ninth or tenth iteration of that map that we've been considering for the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I say 2 weeks. We've been kicking around maps for about 3 years now, so it is not something that we've just sort of jumped into here at the end. And but this is I have a picture up in front of me, and I encourage people to go to the city website and any other media outlet that has the maps posted and look at it and see where they are currently and where they would be in the new map.
I just came up with the usable pictures of the current boundaries and the proposal, and they will be part of the website here within the hour.
Cool. That's great. It's important to get it out. I don't think it impacts the citizens of the city near as much as it impacts the city council members, because it changes what we do. But as for the citizens, I think they will continue to have good representation. They may have a different person if we all were to rerun again. But I think 90% of the work the city council does is for the city, not for a specific ward. So,
and I forget who said it. It may have been you. I don't remember. Something to the effect of, paraphrasing it as I remember it from last night, yes, you do work in the best interest of your ward, but you're out there, you're elected to do what's best for the city.
In an effort to prove I'm not a true politician, that was Dale Copeland that said that.
Okay.
Instead of claiming it myself.
I said it may have been you. I didn't know
it was Dale.
But at any rate, I think that's my observation of the council over the years. And I believe someone asked the question last night, when was the last time these boundaries were adjusted? And I believe it was 1993.
Correct. Yeah. So it's been over 20 years. And I don't. If you're in a dynamic, changing city where your population is growing quickly and in areas where representation wasn't anticipated, or the growth wasn't anticipated in the areas you represent, then you'd have to change it more frequently. Bartlesville is definitely growing in certain areas and not in others, so that you see, especially in Ward, I believe what is now, yeah, it's Ward 3, mm-hmm. across the bottom, mm-hmm. You see a significant reduction in the land area of Ward 3 in the proposed, and also in Ward 4. Both those are just because there's been more development, more dense development in those wards. And I encourage people to also look at the population numbers on the map, because our goal here is to balance the population as that it sits today and what is anticipated to grow within the next 5 to 10 years.
And I think complementary to what you were saying about dense population growth in some areas, the physical growth of the city has been toward the south and toward the east, and you had to account for that some way too.
Correct, yep. Yeah. South and northeast corner,
right.
Yep. Correct.
And so between those two elements, you had a lot to consider, and I know it was your comment, because I used your voice, you complimented the team for putting together a map that really does use physical landmarks, the Caney River, major streets in towns, to kind of to define these boundaries.
Correct. The behind the scenes, it's a function of what precincts people live in, and some of the lines on the old map were drawn along precinct lines, which possibly city council members, not likely, city staff and the election board, they know where the precinct lines are, but no one else does. you're when you register to vote, they say you are in this precinct and you go here to vote, and that's you don't they don't give you a map of where that precinct is. They don't. So most people do not know where the precinct lines are. So
I couldn't tell you, when I see that map in Yvonne's office every time I'm down at the election board reporting.
Correct.
From an election.
Right. So what we've done is, I think, the two main goals were, one is to have the boundaries be easily discernible to a common person. You don't have to follow four different streets down a railroad track, down the river. You don't have to jump across. We're going to follow large straight lines, mostly streets, in the Caney River, and that way people can easily figure out which ward they're in. The second goal that we tried to meet here was to have the composition of each ward be diverse enough that you can have representation from any socioeconomic group, whatever category you want to choose. We were attempting to get enough diversity in every ward that every type, all people could be represented.
Yeah, and I think that's probably, in one sense, the goal that every redistricting effort, rewarding effort should do, but frequently, because of the makeup of whatever body is doing it, it doesn't work out that way.
I personally tried to be very apolitical in my and I didn't see any political pressure being brought to this. It was all very practical pressure, and I think we have a very objective proposal that we're trying to put forward here. So
now the and I've got the dates in the story, but again, just to review it with you to make sure that I got it right, the official publication coming up on the 22nd of February, the council will officially enact whatever, if not this, something else, and then the 8th of August, I like that 8-8 thing, the beginning of the filing period for the November council elections.
Correct. So this doesn't change anything for the current council. When the new council is seated after the election, is it on November 8th? Is it that late? Is that what
no,
you
said? It's, I believe, November 4th, but it's the first Tuesday in November.
Right. So when that council is seated, I think it's the 1st of December, that they would serve under this new map. It won't affect anything that we're the current setup of the council.
And I know two council members mentioned that they would be in some other new ward than the one they currently represent. Mr. Locken said his home would end up in the new Ward 4, and Mr. Copeland said he would end up in the new Ward 1.
Just the opposite, Locken in one and Copeland in four. But yes, that's
okay.
True.
Yeah.
But for most of what Dale represents, Mr. Copeland represents right now, there's not a major change in the area he would represent. The ward number would change.
Right.
For Mr. Locken, that would be a significant change in what he represents, the land area he represents. But I think for the future of the city, for the representation of all the wards, this is a good map. I mean, the current, like we were talking about, the current ward map has been in place for 22 years.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of city council members served during that time period. I think it's our responsibility to draw the best map for the city of Bartlesville over probably the next 20 years, and therefore we have to ignore the effects on the current city council.
Well, and I think when you look at this is one of those examples that happens at every level of government, that the decisions you make today affect not only the immediate future but have long-term reaching interests well into the future.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
We will continue our time with Mayor Gorman when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and just a couple of other items to at least mention. I know the council takes action and approves contracts. Each of the council members do research on them, so they're not only have the department heads looked things over and made recommendations, but you're involved in the process. And it's always interesting to hear comments. Some of them, when you look at, I'll pick on the list of, I think it was chemicals for use at the golf course. That's a lot of individual choices based on availability and right. How things are priced at the time for the next year.
Correct, yeah. The bid review is what you're talking about,
yeah.
Where we have to award bids if the total dollar amount of a bid or an item is over a certain dollar amount, then that flips out of the city manager's authority and up to the council. And so, golf course chemicals is one of those very complicated three pages of a chart that, I don't know, 50 or 60 different chemicals they use on the golf course, and, you know, five suppliers, and not all five of them supply all the chemicals. So it's a collage, I guess, but we do award it to, you know, suppliers that can supply the most chemicals at the best price, and then we also reviewed last night the media contracts for the library, and those are the same thing. We have numerous requirements. Not all the bidders satisfy all the requirements, and so we have to award the bid to more than one contractor, and it's complicated, and we do appreciate the staff's time and sorting that out to the best of our ability for the council to review and award.
And I think the concise explanations that are given publicly by whichever councilman reviewed that item, it's just, I guess, noteworthy. I'm just leave it at that. But action last night on some property transfer to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville.
Correct. Yeah.
And I think from what it was described last night, a major project going forward with their new building.
Well, I think they have big goals, big ambitions, and hopefully will attain those goals. I think everyone knows that the west side of the Boys and Girls Club meets up with the east side of Frontier Park there, where Frontier Swimming Pool is, and the city owns quite a bit of land around Frontier Park there, and what we were doing last night was formalizing a commitment the council had made almost a year ago to facilitate the Boys and Girls Club's new building or expansion or whatever it is that they are, they haven't detailed to us what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And that is simply what we're doing. I think the long-term goals of the city and the property they own there are the same as what the Boys and Girls Club are doing. I think the Boys and Girls Club will be very complimentary to Frontier Park, the basketball goals that are there. And you know, there's an agreement that goes with that transfer of land that those goals will be met, and all the details of this will be formalized more in more detail as their plans solidify.
So basically, this is less than a transfer, but more than a commitment. Is that a fair statement, or was the property actually transferred?
The property's actually transferred, okay. But there's restrictions on it.
Got it.
And that it will come back to the city if they don't develop their new building, and there's restrictions on what they can do with the parts of it. So the goals of the city, the intentions of having park type areas there for the benefit of the citizens, I think, is preserved mm-hmm. well in this transaction.
And so a lot of that open space area currently used as park and or basketball court or along in there would be, I think the wording was along the traditional uses of property by a Boys and Girls Club.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And I think it's important to add here that in the presentation that the Boys and Girls Club made last night is that they have a major donor who's considering making a major contribution to this, and that they put the restriction on this contribution that the Boys and Girls Club must have ownership of the land they're going to develop this on prior to receiving the contribution. So we need to move that forward and to facilitate their process.
So it meets a goal that their major donor requested, and it was a reasonable thing for the city to do.
I agree, and I don't think that the city has not put anything at risk here. If the Boys and Girls Club are unable to go forward, the land reverts back to us, and we stay where we are right now.
Okay. So on that one, we'll wait for their next step, I guess, whenever their announcement of their new building process moves forward. Then.
Correct.
Just a couple of other items that probably worth mentioning as far as a plat approval for a subdivision. As memory serves, south of the Wesleyan Church. Is that south or?
No, it'd be north.
North, yeah, okay.
Yeah, north of the Wesleyan Church there. I believe it's back of Stonewall.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the, I don't know what if they're calling it, the third or fifth. Deerfield 3, sorry.
Yeah.
Which is behind Stonewall. And, it's filling in some space there, I believe on the end of a short street that they're going to extend that street on out to the mm-hmm. south and finish out that part of that development. So.
Okay. And I know that you continue with budget talks with the city manager, and that process takes a while to move forward. But as it sits right now, do you see things pretty much on track to have everything set somewhere near the, I'll say, approximately 1st of June?
Yeah, I don't have a concern with the timing of the budget. We continue to see declining sales tax revenue, you know, just like the rest of the Midwest right now, and it confirmed and you know the tax increase that we passed this year will insulate us from having to make any changes in our operation, reducing services to the citizens. It won't let us do some of the things that we wanted to do with that money, you know, as for expansion, but mm-hmm. it will insulate us from any major changes. So as always, my goal is to utilize our revenue stream as efficiently as possible and make sure that we don't just you know, egregiously take that money and spend it frivolously. We're going to be conservative about what we do, and you know, we were very clear with the citizens about where we were going to use that money in the sales tax increase, and I assure you that the staff's feet will be held to the fire to make sure we do just that.
Okay, well, let's see. The tax obviously was just started to be collected as of the beginning of this month, so I would assume probably March would be the first time you would see any effect.
Correct.
Of that.
Yep, and truly, we March will be the first that we see an effect of it, and truly see the true uptick kick in April. Yeah. Is what we anticipate.
Sure. Well, Tom, thank you very much for your time this morning and reporting on what happened last night and the state of the city.
Always a pleasure, Charlie.
Mayor Tom Gorman with us this morning on AM 1400 K1 News. On the way next from the Oklahoma News Network, 25 degrees coming up on 5 minutes in front of 9 o'clock at K1. ONN News.